So, hello my friends, how are you? What's up? I hope you're feeling good right now because I don't. Honestly, nowadays I'm not in a good mood and at the good temper. Unfortunately, nowadays I can't do a lot of things, especially in English. I don't know why, nowadays the Nowruz holidays are very boring, damn boring for me. I guess you agree with me. I don't know why, maybe I haven't get used to the temper of spring. I don't know, so let's change the idea. I don't like to say this negative thing to you. I decided to record my voice and talk about my experience, as the title says, about my experience from my experience of watching movies and learning the English with them. So let's begin. In fact, I can't talk to my partner, my cousin, as I said nowadays, and I thought that it's a great opportunity, this forum, and it's a very great idea to record my voice. And as the Mr. Combi says, it's a good thing that we can make new members and new learners encouragement and excited and energetic, and get them a lot of encouragement. And I agree with this idea. So let's begin. I have started recently learning English with the great film, the great movies in the world. For example, I have started the Shawshank Redemption, as I put that on my weblog challenge. But I want to talk about my experience about that and other films like The Leon the Professional and other great movies that I like. My core idea is that films and great movies aren't very good for learning English with, especially for me. I don't know, maybe it depends on people. Maybe you and other people can learn very much and this way, and like this way. But recently, according to my experience, I don't like to, and it's very boring for me. I don't know why. As I said before and repeated again, I have learned English and listening and the construction of English by the Coraline, my favorite animation, but it's animation, not movie. So I really love this animation and learned a lot of English by that. But unfortunately, the films, I don't know why, what's the difference between them? So I thought that, and I wanna say my idea and my opinion. So first of all, I think that because the great movies isn't appropriate for learning English, at least for myself, because first of all, there are a lot of slangs and idioms and a lot of cursed and something bullshit like that, that we don't need them at all. Totally. I'm very frank at this point and empathetic. But maybe you don't agree, but because they're especially slangs. So we don't need slangs. It's the cultural thing. And I think, and because my goal at the first of my learning English was to reach the level to study the articles in my about my major in English. So my core purpose was to reach the academic and formal English and comprehension reading. But so I see, and I see that I don't need these slangs. There are a lot of slangs in movies and films that we don't know at all. We don't need at all. But in animation, because the animation are made for kids, especially not all of them, but 95% of them are for kids, especially. And because of that, their language, I mean animation, is easier. And there is no slangs and cursed and other thing that we see in movies. So this is my idea that movies I don't like learning English with movies. There are a lot of slangs that we don't need, and it's very boring to learn them. And sorry. And other thing that I think is that because is that English learning English by movies is not appropriate, at least for me, is that they talk no clear. They talk in the movies, the dialogues are unclear, and they think very calmly and according to their tempers and to their cast and to their dialogue. And for example, when they are angry or other thing, and they talk unclear, not totally, but not usually, but always, not sorry, I got not always, but usually they don't talk unclear, rather than animation, that because animation they put voice actors to them, and the voice actors have to say the words clearly, and it's different from movies that the actors are in the are in front of the camera and they talk to each other. And yeah, unclear, and listening to them is very hard and difficult thing for me. And I have to get back the frames, get the frames back, and see them. What happened? What they talked? What did they talk? What did they say? And it's very hard and boring for me. And yeah, they're unclear, and I have to see always the subtitle, because at the first time I have to see the subtitle, and because to know this which words they say, which sentence, which phrases they're saying. And it's very boring, but after that I have to listen more, and some scenes don't have any talking and dialogues. For example, action thing, they kill each other, they don't talk, and it's wasting time to put the time on that. But yeah, that's my idea and as I said, maybe I'm mistaken and I'm not right at this point. I think that the podcast and the programs are better than movies. But if you're very, you have learned during the very long time, and you're not beginner, you're very up, you're very in the top of the English, the movies are easy for you, and so you can learn English with movies and just listen to them, and not seeing and watching the subtitle, and just one time. But like me, that I'm not very professional on learning yet, on English yet, it's boring for me and it takes a lot of time. So maybe I'm not impatient, I don't know. And yeah, and this was my opinion. I think that lasted too much and it's enough for now. And this was my opinion and my idea about learning movies. And I think that I was very frank and hard on that point. And as I said, and I repeat it again, I'm not saying that I'm right, and maybe I'm mistaken, and I will be happy to hear your opinion and your idea from that, and say the faults and say the your points. I will be waiting for you. And thank you for your listening. And I will wait for you, and bye for now. Thank you again.